Richo, lots to talk about, and we're going to talk some pure footy. I feel like so many times this year, you've landed on a day where there's been news around Dustin Martin, and we don't want you to be the mouthpiece for him because we know that you're not, and Dusty is his own man. But as a Richmond great that you are, I just want you to take a listen to the last few days,
yeah,
and you give your honest thoughts on where the situation is.
What he gives us, he's paid us in spades. Whatever Dustin's decision is moving forward is up to Dustin. And to be honest, he has my blessing.
But he loves this club and he loves this team. And not that long ago, he said to me, I will never be in anything but yellow and black. And so I'll hold him at that. But people change their minds.
I find it's a very strange thing to say, to be honest,
okay,
because it might be just... I don't know. I don't know. It just seems... I don't know whether I'd be buying into saying, yeah, I'd support him no matter what. That's a very unusual comment.
Jeez, it's got some legs.
Yeah, it has. No doubt about that. Oh, look, I think this is one of these situations that's it's sort of grown legs over a period of the last few months. Obviously, Dustin went away, and I believe he did go up to Sydney. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I'm pretty sure he was up in Sydney for some portion of that 6 weeks that he was away. And then it was, you know, reported a few times, would he consider playing in Sydney to get out of the fishbowl of Melbourne. I'm not sure there's any real meat and potatoes about that rumour.
Yep.
I'm not sure Dustin would have even confided in anyone if he was thinking that, to be honest. I think it's grown legs. And I think what Damien Hardwick said is exactly what he thinks. I think Dustin has repaid the club in spades for any money that he's earned. He's probably won the club 3 premierships, along with other guys, but he was a major part of it. Turned the club around. You know, he arrived the year that Brendan Gale arrived, and that the whole plan, you know, the premiership plan was put in place, and he's been there through all of that through a successful period. And Damien Hardwick and Peggy O'Neill and the people at the club, they know what he's been through recently. And, you know, I think what they say is probably where it actually does sit with them.
I don't like ever disagreeing with the great Lee Matthews, and he and I were in sort of different wavelengths last night about it. But the point that I was trying to make with Damien's comments is that I just thought the way that he grabbed the issue, turned it around and deflected it was genius. And I also think that the message underneath it was that what every coach kind of wants to say sometimes,
yeah,
and that is, well, no player is bigger than the club.
Mm.
And Dustin Martin is going to go down in a group with you, Richo, and a few others as one of the all-time greats of the Richmond Footy Club. But, you know, he's almost 31 now. And if and when he leaves, there will be life at Richmond after...
The club always goes on. Always
after Dustin Martin. And I thought that just the way that Dimmer was able to explain that to his members, not many coaches can say the best player that the game has seen for a long time can leave with my blessing. But at the same time, members love him.
Yeah.
He's worked out the connection with his supporters really well, I think.
Yeah, and I think most Richmond people would understand if that was the... I don't think there's a lot of substance to it at the moment. It may happen.
Yeah, we all sit here thinking that he's probably going to finish his career at Richmond.
And I hope he does. Man, I love watching him play for Richmond, and I know all the Richmond faithful do as well. But if he did, for whatever reason, and there was some truth to it, and he did go to the club at the end of the year and go, look, I want to live in Sydney or wherever it is. And
I want to get out. It's been a brutal year.
I think the club and Dustin would make it happen. But there'd be a lot of water to go under the bridge for that to be the case, I think.
As Sammy said, 31 next month, one of the quickest ever to get to 250 games because until the injury late last year, he barely missed a game.
I think he'd only missed 4 games at that point.
Yeah, but it gives the impression from the little bits we hear from him, he is such a man of mystery, that he probably will play deep into his 30s because he's not banged up. And he is going to be, it's funny you say with Lee Matthews, because he could probably become a permanent forward for the last 2, 3, 4 years of his career. So it wouldn't surprise if he does play till 36 or 37, does
it? I think he's got 2 more years on his deal at Richmond. Yeah. So there's a lot of money in that deal too. So if it was to be the case that he did go somewhere else, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to be sorted out there with the finances for sure. And I think he could play. And he's played 2 games back. He's had, I think, 42 or 43 touches and kicked 5 goals, playing pretty much as a permanent forward. He could play permanent forward till his mid-30s, 100%, and play well. I mean, he'd have a big impact down there.